Good morning, good morning, great morning, God morning, word of truth, let's go! Who is ready today to start fasting? I'm excited to be here with you this morning. My name is Pastor Chad. Your phones have been muted to cut down on background noise so that we can join together corporately on our first day of fasting. Let's go! I know a lot of moms today, dads, getting kids ready for school, back to school, first day back to school. I know Judah's kind of walking around like a zombie, but you know what? In the spirit, we are ready to go. This is not a season of our fat, of our flesh, but a season of growth in our spirit. Anyway, I could talk about it for a while. I'm pumped if you can't tell right now. Well, I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to lead this prayer call this morning. Today, our focus of the fast is going to be on knowing God, knowing God. One of the pillars of our church is to know Christ personally, and that's what we're going to focus on today, is to know Christ personally. Knowing God is the key to a personal walk with Jesus. It is not works. You cannot please God through works, but only through faith. Notice that. You can only please God through faith. It's not through works. There's nothing you do to earn God's favor. And you might think, well, aren't I fasting right now? Fasting is not about earning God's favor. God's favor is already released into your life when you come to Christ Jesus. See, Jesus unlocked everything. But then why are we fasting, Pastor Chad? We're fasting to get out of our own way, to receive what God has already given to us, what God has already provided through Christ Jesus. Our own hardness of heart and hardness of mind prevent us from knowing Christ. And so when we fast, it's a dying of ourself. Notice that Christ isn't dying. It's a dying of our flesh. It's a crucifying of our flesh so that we can know God more. Our works reflect our relationship, but it cannot replace it. So John 17:3, I'm going to give you a couple scriptures today. I had to eliminate a ton. There's just so many scriptures that talk about knowing God, but we're going to do our best here, and then we're going to get into prayer. John 17:3 says, "This is eternal life, that you may know the one true God and Jesus Christ whom you have sent." This is eternal life. What does it mean to live forever? It does not say you go to church every Sunday, although that's important. It does not say you read your word every day, although that's very, very important. It does not say that you're the best worshiper, okay? It doesn't say you live the most moral life. To have eternal life is to know the one true God and Jesus Christ you've sent. The more you know about God, the more you know his word, his truth, his wisdom, his spirit, the intimacy with him, the more his blessings are manifested in our lives. One day, when we get to heaven, we'll know him more and more. There's things that we'll learn about him in heaven that we can't know now, but his glory is released through intimacy with him. And by intimacy, I mean knowing him. Your walk with God is more powerful the more you know him. And this is why the enemy, I just want to say, the enemy's goal is to get you to not know God. 1 John 2:15-16 says, "Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him." You cannot know God through the wisdom of this age. You cannot know God through the practices of this age. You cannot know God through the principles and the principalities of this age. Yes, there are things on this earth that you can use for your benefit, but they will not necessarily bring you closer to God. Just because you have street smart doesn't mean you have spirit smart. Just because you have book smarts doesn't mean that you are spirit wise. The enemy tries to get you to never put your focus on the Lord, but on your own strength, your own wisdom, your own understanding, and to get you to trust in what you know through your own worldly experience. The enemy wants you to know him. The enemy wants you to know the ways of the world of God. The Bible talks about I'm going to skip ahead here to this scripture because I feel like it's more pertinent. But 1 Corinthians, it talks about, where's the wise? Where's the scribe? Where's the disputer of this age? Has God not made foolish the wisdom of this world? The wisdom of this world compared to knowing God is foolishness before God. So we think, if we think, okay, this is who I am, God saved me right here, God thinks I'm wise, God thinks I got this, God, you know, God doesn't save us because we got everything together. God saves us because of his grace. But God demonstrates his own love towards us that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So do not love the world or the things in the world. This is back to 1 John 2:15. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So we want to, so I'm going to, last verse, and then we're going to pray. Philippians chapter 3, verse 8. Paul says, yet indeed I also count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord. I will be a fool in the eyes of this world for the sake of knowing Christ. See, the people who are of this world look at following Christ and go, that's foolishness. That doesn't make sense. Honoring God with your tithe, with the return of the tithe, doesn't make sense to the world. They call you foolish for giving back, for being obedient and returning to the Lord what belongs to him. But to those who have been saved by the gospel of Jesus Christ, go, no, that's not foolishness. That's blessing. That's wisdom. That's favor. That's what God honors. Because I've honored God, God is going to honor me. God's already, if God honored me when I was a sinner, if God saved me when I was a sinner, how much more then now that I walk in his ways and I walk according to the wisdom of his word and I walk according to the knowledge of knowing God, is he going to pour out blessings in my life? So the world looks at the wisdom of knowing God and they call it foolish. To those who have been saved by the gospel, they look at the wisdom of the gospel and they say, no, that brings eternal life. Paul says, I count all things lost for the excellence of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. I would lose all things for the sake of knowing Christ. So church, today, that's our foundation, knowing Christ, walking with him. You know, the Bible talks about there's only one way to grow in faith, and that's the word. I love testimonies. I love praise and worship. I do all those things. But only the word builds faith. Only the word builds faith. So spend time with God today through the word. Spend time with him through prayer. Get to know him in everything that we do. Our life, the foundation of our life is Christ Jesus. So get to know him. Knowing is a choice. It's a verb. It doesn't happen apathetically. When I pursued my wife, I had to get to know her. I had to get to, even now as my wife, I had to get to know what she likes. I bought her some candy the other day. I know her favorite candy is a Rolo. That's not an accident. It didn't happen arbitrarily. But as I begin to be with her and spend time with her, I know she likes Rolos. So when I bought her some candy, hey, guess what I bought her? Rolos. Okay, I've talked long enough. Let's get into prayer. I hope your spirits are fired up. Lord, we come before you today and we lift up your name. God, we didn't come here to lift up our own name, our own strength, our own wisdom, our own knowledge. We come to know you, the one true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. We lift you up, Father, and we say thank you for sending the Son. God, when we were bound by our own lack of understanding, our own lack of knowledge, when we were caught up with the lust of the flesh and the lust of our eyes, Lord, and the things that we desire, the things our sin nature desired, Father, you came and you saved us and you delivered us and you set us free that we might know you. So, God, we first off say thank you for calling us, Lord. We thank you for delivering us. We thank you for setting us free. We thank you that you've given us all things, and that in Christ Jesus all things are yes and amen. And so, Lord, we thank you for sending Jesus. We worship you because you are a great God. There is no burden, no struggle, no thing that we are facing today in life that you are not greater than. God, our limited wisdom may not see a way, but we know the one who is the way maker. We know the one, God, we might be in front of the Red Sea, but you can create a path through. And so, God, we're not looking to try to solve every problem, God, we're not trying to figure everything out in our own wisdom and our own strength, but only through knowing you, God, seeing your power, seeing your grace, seeing your wisdom, God, seeing the fullness of you be revealed in our lives so that we might know you. Father, help us to surrender our wants and our wills and our desires. The world has taught us to crave certain things, to desire certain things, to get a certain stature, a certain status, a certain popularity, a certain number of likes, so that we can be liked, so that we can be valued. But Father, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, God, that you have called us to know you and to walk with you, Father. Help us to surrender the wisdom of this age, God, to stop craving it, to stop acting like we have superiority in it. But God, that is really a loss, that the wisdom of this age steals from us humbling ourselves before you and asking you for wisdom and seeking you for knowledge. God, that we might know you and who you are and what you've done and what you provided, God, that the hardness of our hearts, God, would be removed, that our hearts would be softened and pliable, that we would become clay for the potter, for the one who is the master at building lives and creating masterpieces out of our pieces, Lord, that you take what we have, Lord, and do something amazing with it for your glory, not based on what we see, understand, or know, but based on who you are, not based on the wisdom of this world, but based on knowing you, Father God, that the church would rise up to become who you called us to be, God, that our lives would not be built on the things of this world, but built on your truth, built on your spirit, that those who come to you must worship you in spirit and truth, not based on feelings, not based on the wisdom of this age, not based on our own strength, but based on knowing you. And so, Father, I pray, God, that you would give us eyes to see, like to see you, Father, spiritual eyes. God, not just that our eyes would see better as we're walking around and we would see you in certain moments, but, Father, that we would literally see the Spirit move, that we would literally see what the Spirit's doing, that instead of responding like the rest of the world responds with the natural logic of this world, that we have a supernatural logic, and we say, I understand what you're saying to me, but there's a supernatural element in this. There's a supernatural wisdom. There's a supernatural strength that nobody else may see, but I know my God will do. I know my God is for me. I know who he is, and therefore I can declare to you his word because I know what he has promised. I know that what he has guaranteed, I know that he will uphold me. In this life I may have struggles, but I know that he is always with me. I know that I may have moments where I am weary and heavy laden, but I know I can cast my burdens upon him, and he will lift me up because he cares for me. So, Lord, give us ears to hear what you're saying. Father, I know that there's a lot of negative news. We only have to get on social media, the news, or wherever, and it seems like something's happening here. It's 2024, which means it's an election year, and there's going to be a lot of mudslinging, a lot of attacks, but God, help us hear the Spirit. Help us to be in tune with the Spirit, just like we would turn on the news every day to see what's going on in the world. Help us to turn on our spirit, Lord, that we would tune into you, that we might hear what you're saying today, what your plans for America is, what your plans for our community is, what your plans for our church is, what your plans for our house is, what your plans are for each and every individual and their families, Lord, that we would trust you and not the reports of the teachers, not the reports of the leaders, but we would declare and speak what the Spirit is saying. Father, I pray that the church would be unified in your spirit to hear what you're doing. God, that Sunday mornings would not just become a ritual, a tradition. We go to church, we turn on the church, Lord, but that we would join and become the church to know who you called us to be. Father, that we would not be spectators in the kingdom of God, but that we would be star athletes. That we would get up off the bench, Father, and say, we want in, coach. Put us in the game. Help us to walk out the life that you called us to do. Help us to know you. Help us to know the plays. Help us to know the plans. Help us to know the purposes that you have for each and every life. Father God, I pray for every believer in the sound of my voice right now that they would know the presence of the Holy Spirit, that they would know your power. I pray, Holy Spirit, right now that you would rest upon each and every one of them in the name of Jesus, that your fire would churn up within them. Your word says, Father, that your word is a hammer, that it breaks the rocks into pieces, Lord, that it is a consuming fire that divides the soul and spirit asunder. And so, Holy Spirit, send your holy fire right now to burn off the chaff, to burn off the things of this flesh, to burn off the things that the enemy has convinced us were truth, but really is just wisdom of this world. It's false wisdom. It's not. It has the appearance of wisdom, but it is false, Lord, just like the enemy said to Adam and Eve, has God really said? Lord, help us to be sure in our spirit who you are and what you have said, what you have declared, God, that we walk out bold as lions harmless as lambs, but bold as lions, because we know your word, because we know you. We know one true God in Jesus Christ, whom you have sent, and because of who Jesus is, and because what Jesus has done, and what Jesus has declared, we can walk in victory. God, that we have eternal life, not when we die and get to heaven, but even in this very moment, that the blessings of God, that the eternal life is manifested in our life right now, that we see the favor of God in the land of living. We see the favor of God in 2024. We see your fire, God, in 2024, that everything the church sets their hands to, Father, that we shall see prosper. God, that everywhere we go, you shall give us as an inheritance, every place that the soles of our feet touch, Lord, that you give to us an inheritance. Father, that the church of God arises, not because we were wiser than everybody else, but because we know you, the one true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. So, Holy Spirit, we pray that you would manifest yourself over the body of Christ today, that you would manifest over every believer, God, that as we seek you, you will be found by us. God, we pray that you would reveal yourself today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. Church, praying for you as you go on your fast today. Join us tomorrow morning. We're going to have another prayer call. Another pastor is going to be on tomorrow praying with you, leading us as we seek God this whole week, as we cry out, not based on the wisdom of this world, but on the hunger and thirst of knowing Jesus Christ, the one true God. Bless you all. Be encouraged. Be strong. Stay in that word today, and we'll see you tomorrow. God bless.